Welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we have open lines right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to call or keep listening. You'll learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. If you have a Bible question or if there's some issue you're facing that you'd like to talk about, well, now is the time to call. 1-800-677-9377. That's toll-free across the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. So whether you're calling or listening, the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Basic Gospel is simply this. Jesus is alive.
Yes, indeed.
Everything hinges on that three-word phrase, that truth, that reality. Without the resurrection, we're without hope. There's nothing for us. We'd still be in our sins. And when we die, we would be eternally separated from God. But the fact that Jesus was raised proves everything and changes everything. And here's some specific things that it changes. Specifically as it relates to this new covenant that we live in today. It says, now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. So there was this Levitical priesthood, and the folks that were in the bloodline of Moses and Aaron were a part of that that priesthood. They were born into it. They had no other choice, and they died, and then the next generation picked up the mantle, and then the next generation. But with Jesus, he lives forever. And because he lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. And therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. So the fact that Jesus is alive gives him a permanent priesthood. It never ends, and because of that, he saves us completely.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yes, it is.
That is just the best news ever.
Unless you're a priest looking for a job.
That's exactly right. Unless you're a son of Levi, that's not very good news at all. But the fact that Jesus lives forever, that's why this resurrection is so important, because it is the guarantee of this salvation that has come to us through faith in Jesus Christ. He lives forever. He saves us forever, completely.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. That's good news. That's Basic Gospel.
That's Basic Gospel, and that's what you're listening to right now. Be a part of it. 1-800-677-9377. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, a good opportunity right now. Plenty of time on the clock, so call right now, friends. 1-800-677-9377.
We're going to start in Louisville, Kentucky today and talk with Mary, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Mary.
Hello. My question, it's not really a question. I was sharing a friend the gospel, and this verse ran into my mind. If you believe God raised Jesus from the dead and blah, 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 you will be saved.
Well, the blah, blah, blah is actually you confess him with your mouth, or confess that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So there is a heart belief. That's what Paul is getting at. This isn't just an intellectual assent to facts. If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, then you'll be saved.
What verse is that? Do you know?
That is Romans chapter 10, and I believe it's verse 9.
Okay.
Is the specific verse there. So, like I was just saying, everything hinges on this resurrection. The verse is verse 9, there, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So it's out
that's
of that
Hebrews
heart.
10.
That's Romans 10, Romans 10:9. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too, Mary. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Mary. Plenty of room for you. 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Johnston, Rhode Island. Talk to our friend Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hello, guys.
Welcome.
I have a question today on the Antichrist. Does Scripture address the Antichrist by name that he confirms a treaty with Israel in the last days.
Paul, there is somewhere in there that is the case. I don't know that it specifically says the Antichrist, but there's something that says that. I'll have to look it up and get back to you. That will be a part of our Revelation series that we begin on October. So I'd certainly encourage you to follow along as we go through the book of Revelation. And as we're going through the book of Revelation, we will be bringing in other passages that kind of tie things together. So I would certainly encourage you to follow along. And we start that next Tuesday, October 1st.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you're welcome, Paul. And that's a reminder to all of our listeners. We will be going through the book of Revelation. We will be looking at it through the lens of the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the lens of the new covenant. When you look at Revelation, you see that it really rests on the four promises of the new covenant.
Yes.
So when we see it in those terms, through that lens, it appears differently. It certainly appears as a book of hope and victory and power and assurance and comfort and all those things that we need as we go through suffering in our life. And so we're going to start that series. We want you to follow along. We'll certainly continue to be taking questions each and every day. So if you have questions on the book of Revelation, next month is the time to ask those questions. We are really going to kind of lift the hood and see what's really going on underneath. You know, why is the book of Revelation such an intriguing study? Why does it hold such a fascination for us? Why do some people approach it with fear and trepidation?
Right.
Why do some people just avoid it altogether? So we're going to help answer some of those questions and give some reasons why you should just dive in and experience the blessing that this book offers.
Yeah.
So you can follow us every day on the broadcast, and then we will be sending out daily synopsis of each chapter, and we want you to have those and to get those. Sign up on our email list.
Right. You can do that by clicking the word subscribe, the link subscribe at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net, there in the upper menu, far right, you'll see the word subscribe. Click that, and that'll take you to the online registration for our email list. Hope you'll get registered, because it's going to be a fun study this coming month.
Yes, indeed. I've been doing some preparation for it, and boy, I'm getting excited. I've always been one of those guys that just avoided it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't want to really plow in. I've certainly read through it a number of times, and I've looked at various passages. But I'm just really excited about seeing it in a whole different way.
Right.
And
yeah.
Very excited to be able to bring that to our listeners next month. And Richard is going to, contribute greatly to this study.
Yeah.
There's many, many denominations out there, many cults, and they draw people in by offering studies on the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean in light of our current events, and they'll take some headline news and they'll try to match up what's happening, in the Middle East or happening in Russia or happening in other parts of the world. They'll try to match that up with certain passages in the Word of God. And like I said, that's fascinating. That holds, that really piques our curiosity and we want to know. But they use that to draw people in. And then once they're in, they start laying out their doctrines, their heretical
right.
doctrines, and pretty soon a person is trapped in a cult-like organization
right.
with little hope of getting out until they hear truth.
Sure.
So we want to position Revelation in terms of good news. It is the culmination of the good news of Jesus Christ.
So get signed up for the email list, friends, and subscribe at basicgospel.net.
Let's go to Jeffrey in New Orleans, listening to us on WLNO. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, I just wanted to thank you. I have been reading the book about love by George, and I'm still reading it and everything. And I also have the book on what the other book is on here, or what? I forgot the name of the other book, but I haven't got a chance to read it yet. But I just wanted to thank you and thank both of y'all for sending me some books on helping my faith and my belief.
Well, you're welcome, Jeffrey. That's why we exist. We want to
really,
help.
And I definitely need more prayers and understanding and everything.
Well, here's some help for you. The Word of God is about Jesus Christ. What God wants you to see when you read the Bible is His Son. He wants you to know what Jesus did for you through His death. He wants you to know what Jesus' resurrection means to you here and now, and also for eternity. So if you will keep that in mind, every time you read the Bible, you ask the Lord to reveal to you the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's a prayer He loves to answer. And He will open your eyes to see the goodness of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
One more thing. I've been praying on fasting. You know, maybe that could help me to have a better understanding. That's a good idea, to fast and pray in the morning for 3 days to have an understanding. Would that help my spiritual growth?
It may or may not. There's a lot of people that fast that have no more understanding of the Word of God than a lost person. That doesn't necessarily open up the eyes. What opens up the eyes is a dependence upon God's Spirit. God's Spirit reveals the meaning. So we have to approach the Word of God with that attitude of dependence, with that attitude of reliance on the teacher to teach us truth. And if you will go into the Word of God with that attitude, I guarantee you, you will start understanding the meaning of it. The other aspect, Jeffrey, it says you must be born again. And have you been born again of the Spirit of God?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you have the teacher living in you. You have the Spirit living in you. Just rely on Him. He will open your eyes, and He will make the things of the Lord Jesus known unto you. Well, Jeff,
right, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thanks for your call, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we thank you for joining us. Bob, I want to remind our listeners that this ministry is, of course, supported through your prayers and gifts and people who have heard truth and responded to it. Today is no different. Your support is vital if we're going to remain on the air with this good news. And so if you can help at this time, we really need your help. So please go online to basicgospel.net, or you can phone 1-800-727-2828 and use a credit or debit card with your gift. And we would appreciate so much your most generous gift at this particular time. And to say thank you for that, we're going to send you a copy of our CD called The Basic Gospel Journey. It's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. The Basic Gospel Journey, available right now from basicgospel.net or by phone at 1-800-727-2828.
Well, I hope many folks will help us at this particular time. It's set up where, a gift of $35, based on our airtime expense, mm-hmm. a gift of $30 will reach 100 people with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. Indeed. That is just wonderful. So maybe you want to give a gift of $35, or maybe you want to double that or triple that. But those dollars have impact.
They do.
Not just for here and now, but eternal impact, as folks get connected to the love of Jesus Christ, as folks start learning about this new covenant that they live in, as they start learning about this eternal life that they have in Christ. Mm-hmm. So give, and give generously. It will come back 100-fold to you, not financially,
right,
but just in the joy of giving, knowing that your gift is helping connect someone to the love of Christ.
Yeah, but again, you can find the opportunity and the link at basicgospel.net or by phone at 1-800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Fitchburg, Mass, and talk with Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Bob. How you been?
Doing well. How are you, Joe?
Good, good, Bob. We listen to you. My wife and I, we listen to you every day. But I get you on FM now, 91.1. I say, oh, there's Bob.
Excellent.
Yeah, praise the Lord. You know what I want to just bring out and have your reply on it. So there's a thief on the cross. You know, the more that I walk the road with the Lord all these years, I realized that God was showing us a sign. The Lord was showing us a sign how simple salvation is. You know, here's a man that was a probably murderer, a crook, we know, he was on the cross. And he said, Lord, remember me when you get come in your kingdom. This day, the Lord said, you'll be with me, you know? I mean, why do these so-called Christian religions, you know, I mean, the Baptists and the Pentecost, and they make it so difficult for people to enjoy the fellowship of the Lord, which would convert them, which would change their heart. They do this, and you've got to do that, and you've got to go through this, and you know, go to church on Sunday. Well, you know, these are all good things, but they try to impress you that this is a prerequisite of getting saved and being saved. I mean, I don't understand. God made it so simple, and yet they make it so difficult. Can I get your answer on that, Bob?
Well, Joe, I think you're 100% right. We do complicate the message, and I think it's because we are natural-born legalists. We are religious by nature. We want to have some involvement in this salvation. And so we have all kinds of ideas, all kinds of opinions, all kinds of rituals that we've come up with to help us kind of get in on the salvation process. But the Word of God doesn't speak to any of those. The Word of God doesn't confirm any of those or condone any of those. It simply says, look to Jesus. And we see that, I think, most vividly portrayed in the thief on the cross when he simply looked to Jesus and said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It's as simple as that. That's a heart that is responding to Jesus in faith. That's all it is. We are saved by grace through faith. God inserts Jesus into our world. We saw that back 2,000 years ago when God became man. He clothed himself in flesh and blood. But now 2,000 years later, as we are kind of going through our lives and we're feeling the emptiness of this life that our moms and dads have passed on to us, and we're feeling kind of lost and alone and not knowing where to go, all of a sudden, Jesus is inserted into our world, and we see him, and we either respond to him by faith or we reject him. That's as simple as it is. And
wow, that really is simple, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And when we respond to him by faith, we're saved, saved completely. And
amen, amen.
That's the good news. We don't have to add anything to that. As a matter of fact, it's going to be Jesus Christ himself who starts adding to that, changing us, transforming us into his likeness, into his image, purging out all of that error that's in our mind, teaching us how to walk by faith in day-to-day life. So it's really Jesus from start to finish. And he's adequate for the job. That's the good news. Jesus is adequate for the job.
Amen. And you know, I guess that what you're saying is right insofar as we're legalists, and you know, it's been ingrained in us from our early childhood. You know, I give you a quick story. In church one time, no years ago, this guy come in that was he had a big Harley Davidson motorcycle. You know, he was all led up. And I don't think he washed up, and you know, I don't know how big it is. And he sat down next to me because he kind of liked, you know, me. So he was, you know, and I said, oh my goodness, you know, is this guy really saved, you know? And so he had just gotten saved a few days or a few weeks before. And anyway, as time went on, you know, everybody in the church, they all sat someplace else, and they didn't want to mingle with him, you know. He was still rough and ready, you know. And when he would come to me, and I was messing up, I tried to. So, you know, within a period of like 3-4 months, the man cleaned up. Nobody ever scolded him. Nobody ever told him anything about, well, you know, you're going to come to church or like that, you know. And, boy, I remember one time he came in 3 or 4 months later. He sat next to me, dressed up with a suit on. I said, you know, the Lord is wonderful, isn't he? You know, he knows how to clean us up, and he does it gently. It isn't what we say to the man. It's what, if the man is really saved, you know, he's going to naturally fall the way if he loves the Lord, you know. And so I really enjoy what you said, Bob. God bless you, my boy.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Thanks for your call. Hey, you have a great day and a great weekend, my friend, okay?
You too, Bob.
Hey, thanks. You hang on. We'll send you a copy of this Basic Gospel Journey.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that a little bit more in a couple of minutes. But, Bob, a question from Tom from Littlefield, Texas. He says, are some people chosen by God and others not chosen to be saved? What's your understanding of this doctrine of election?
It's a big question. Those who are chosen to be saved are those who respond to Christ by faith. It's as simple as that. That's what has been predestined, is that those who respond to Jesus by faith, they'll be saved. Those who don't respond, they'll be eternally damned and experience eternal separation from God. That's as simple as it gets. Now, as far as the actual subject of predestination, the subject of election, it's always couched in terms of Jew and Gentile. The Jew, they have this history. They have this Old Testament. They have Abraham, and they have Isaac, and they have Jacob, and they have the 12 sons, and they have Moses, and they have Aaron, and they have David, and they have Daniel, and Isaiah, and all of these prophets, and this incredible rich history of God dealing with them as a people. And so they believe that the Messiah was specifically their Messiah, and that their Messiah was going to do something specifically for them. The Gentile world may get a few crumbs, but the heart and soul of the salvation of the kingdom of God that Jesus, this Messiah, was going to bring into being was for the benefit of the nation of Israel. But that was never the heart of God. His heart was always for the world. God so loved the world that he sent Jesus Christ. And so this great doctrine of election, this great doctrine of predestination, centers right there.
Yeah.
And it's a doctrine that can draw us together as one, as God's Spirit does, as he saves Jew and Gentile alike.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to everybody who sends us an email and poses a question, or if you've called and been a part of the broadcast, we appreciate so much your participation, and that's why we're here every day. As Bob mentioned a few moments ago, we have a very special CD entitled The Basic Gospel Journey, and a copy can be yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. You know, through The Basic Gospel Journey, you'll discover the riches of God's grace that can guide you into a deeply abundant experience of life in Jesus Christ. Equally important, your gift will help to ensure the continuation of this radio broadcast where you live or work or play. The truth is, we have to pay for airtime, friends, for this broadcast, and for that reason, we're dependent upon the gifts and prayers of people just like you. It is you, through your gifts, who keep the good news of God's grace in Jesus Christ on the air every day. So, to request your copy of The Basic Gospel Journey today and make your most generous gift to support this radio outreach, just visit basicgospel.net or phone 1-800-727-2828. Again, that's basicgospel.net, a prominent link right on the homepage, or you can phone and speak with Billy at 1-800-727-2828 to make your request and your gift. While you're at basicgospel.net, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list, because this coming month, you're going to want to be on the list because we're going to be sending out a day-by-day synopsis via email to preview our 20-day study on Revelation. Just click subscribe at basicgospel.net, and you'll be all set for that exciting study. Well, my friend, that's it for another week. And so, friends, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to have a wonderful week in the Lord Jesus Christ. And join us again Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel.